The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we did some Oscar predictions last week prior to the Oscars airing last night, and we're going to see who is the best and who is the worst. So this was Rebecca's idea, but she's out today, so she's passed the Oscar baton to Abby. Now, here's the thing. I watched a majority of the Oscars last night, minus the part where I had to pause it, put my son to bed, come back, and try to catch up. And I think two things can be true at the same time. The first thing is, everybody deserves to be recognized. This is film's biggest night. So a lot of these categories, by all means, they deserve to have their name read. They deserve to come up on stage and give a heartfelt speech, right? I felt like the people playing the music that normally like runs people off stage, they were all taking naps because that music never came on all night. They just let people just talk for as long as they freaking wanted. And I'm actually okay with that. At the other time, it was so boring. It was it's always so long and it's so boring. And Conan O'Brien was hosting and I felt like he did like an okay job. I actually would have liked more of him or more skits or more something because it was just very awards focused. And I got there towards the end and I really wanted to like stick it out and see who won best film. And I was like, yeah, I'll read it tomorrow in prep.
Well, I love in the beginning, he literally did this entire musical number that was like, I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to waste your time. And I'm sitting there like, yeah, get us in, get us out. Because 4 hours of just watching these speeches from movies we didn't even watch. I'm like, we got to get in. We got to get out as fast as possible, even though it dragged on and on and on.
It did. And I was actually, because I thought it was going to start at 8:00. But they started that bad boy at 7:30.
Okay, it's a little better.
Because they knew these people, they're actors, they're going to run their mouths, man.
Which is hysterical when you think about it being in LA and you're like, oh, they're starting at 4 p.m. These people have been up since 8 a.m. getting ready for this red carpet.
Yeah, super early.
So Rebecca, who is our resident cinephile of the show, she watched every single Oscar-nominated film that was nominated for Best Film. And she challenged us to see how we would do in predicting who won the Oscars. So we have the results and they have been tallied. So I say we go through some of the major categories, Abby, okay. And then you can go from worst to best when it comes to our grades and how well we did and how many we got right.
Well, one of us did pretty well. I don't want to say any of us did exceptional, but there's definitely a clear winner here and there is definitely a clear loser.
Because for understanding, there's 23 categories that we had to go through and choose winners for.
I chose with my heart. This is typically how I do March Madness, where I'm like, who has the prettiest cover? That's the one I'm choosing.
That's how I chose.
Yeah, I didn't choose who I thought was going to win. I chose who I wanted to win.
Okay. I didn't even know who I wanted to win.
No, I'm competitive. I was like, who do I think? What's like the most pretentious sounding movie in this list? I'm choosing that one. So, of course, the biggest awards this year, the one that everybody is waiting for at the very end of it, of course, Best Picture, that went to Anora, which had a budget of $6 million, $1 million for every person that went to go see it. And then Best Actor went to Adrian Brody, who had a 5-minute speech. And when they tried to kick him off the stage, he's like, no, I've been here before. Like, let me wrap this up.
Really quick before we jump from Anora, what is Anora about?
Sex workers. I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And actually, I think it was one of the, the director that ended up getting an award for it. And he said, you know, I really want to thank the sex worker community because they really walked with me through this entire film. Because obviously, like when you're making a film about a certain community, like you need to be able to get firsthand experiences and really like get their approval. So, it was a big part of the filming process. Mm. So for best actress, again, Anora Mikey Madison, the star of that film, got the award. For best supporting actor, I feel like we all kind of knew this one. Kieran Culkin got it for A Real Pain.
I loved his speech, by the way. So that was one of the early awards of the night. He actually gave props to Jeremy Strong, which is his fellow actor from the movie Succession, right? And this is also the guy that was in the Dunkin' Donuts commercial submerging himself in coffee because he's a method actor.
Yep.
And he had some really nice things to say in the gate. But are you going to be playing Kieran Culkin's acceptance speech and how he put his wife in her place later on in the show?
We will.
Okay.
Best supporting actress went to Zoe Saldana, whose acceptance speech was a roller coaster. We were sobbing, and then we were laughing, and then we were sobbing again, and then we were cheering again. So again, we're going to play all these later in the episode. Best director went to Sean Baker for Anora. Of course, that's when he gave all the props to the sex workers that he worked with on this film to be able to get firsthand experience, to be able to make it feel very real and very accurate.
Who was that winner and what was that category for?
Sean Baker, best director for Anora.
Okay.
Best original screenplay, again, Sean Baker, Anora. Best adapted screenplay for Conclave. And then probably the biggest shock of the night for me was best animated film, because I was like, oh, duh, Inside Out 2. That's the one that everyone was talking about. No, I went to a movie called Flow.
Yeah, but it's about a kitty cat. You love your cats.
Meow. Love that for them. Okay, are we ready to know who won our Oscar betting ballot?
So go from worst to best.
Do you want to take a guess at who did the worst?
It had to be me.
Because I didn't pick Anora for any of them.
I think I was trying like halfway through. Then when I realized it was 80 of them, I was like, okay.
Okay, so the worst went to Mo.
Yep.
You got one correct.
Okay.
I think it was for
23.
I'm telling you.
I think it might have been cinematography, the Brutalist. I didn't mark which one.
That's
was
the
right.
only one I tried.
Yeah.
that's the only one.
No. You got Zoe Saldana.
Oh, yeah.
Actress in a leading role.
That was
supporting role.
That was the name I recognized. So I was like, let's go. So.
Congratulations.
Your one out of 23.
Thank you very much.
In second place, is it me or is it Kristen?
I think I'm going Kristen.
It's Kristen.
Yeah.
You got three. I think you also chose The Brutalist for one, and The Brutalist won like 1,000 awards. And Kieran Culkin.
Yes.
And
okay, cool.
One other one.
Okay.
You want to know who came in first place out of us three?
Who?
Me.
Yep.
Me. I got five, which I was shocked by. I think it's because I sat with Rebecca for a majority of watching the Oscars. And I was like, okay, tell me who I need to quickly put in before I put in my ballot.
Well, congratulations on your victory.
Thank you. And if Bert decides to give me his little ballot, I will see if he beats me.
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
Probably not.
The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.